because he's listening and people have gotten to know him, the ratio of stuff that Fremont Fred sends us that we can or can't repeat on air. Would you say one out of every seven or eight things a day?
Yeah. To the point where, like, when he tweets us something and I'm just like, wow, I can actually probably say this on air.
Hey, the NFL Hall of Fame class is coming together. They are meeting today. They're Peyton Manning, Charles Woodson, which and kind of interesting. 19 years ago today, Woodson was involved in the Tuck Rule game. I mean, Brady is still playing. Gruden is back coaching the Raiders. You could have maybe another first ballot guy go in. Megatron, Calvin Johnson, who left the NFL way too soon.
Way too soon.
But, and you know, wide receivers, as we have seen, unless you're a, you know, a Jerry Rice, Randy Moss, you don't find yourself going in on the first ballot. But there was a good 5-year stretch where Calvin Johnson was the absolute best player at his position. But will Calvin Johnson, and I'm just throwing this out there, I've not done the research, but I'm just curious. Could Calvin Johnson be one of the rare wide receivers in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, George, that did not play with a Hall of Fame quarterback or any Hall of Fame players? I mean, Matthew Stafford's not going to the Hall of Fame.
No.
Oh. Calvin Johnson could be going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame without playing with a Hall of Fame quarterback or anybody on his roster that would be going to the Hall of Fame.
Ooh. Wow.
I mean, do we think that Ndamukong Suh will go to the Hall of Fame? The narrative does change if the Buccaneers win two more games. But do we think that Sue is a Hall of Famer? I mean, that's incredible. Megatron is, my book, he's a first ballot guy.
Yeah, no question.
But how many wide receivers are in the Pro Football Hall of Fame that did not play with a Hall of Fame quarterback or have essentially no Hall of Fame teammates? I think that's amazing.
That's incredible when you really sit down and think about it.
And Calvin Johnson, who kind of stayed out of the spotlight. I love watching him play. He didn't do a lot of interviews. He said that he really wants to be a first ballot guy. And I think he should. You could maybe go 5-6 years where he was the best wide receiver in the game. And for somebody that was out of the game at the age of 30. I think that's amazing for him to have that career in Detroit. If you look at, and there aren't an abundance of wide receivers that are actually in the Hall of Fame, I think we could go through them and they either played, they had a Hall of Fame quarterback that was throwing them the football, or they played on rosters that were littered with Hall of Fame teammates. Amazing. It does not make Lion fan feel real good right now.
No, it does not. You know what? To be honest with you, I always thought he'd come back. I know he retired early. I always thought he'd come back for a different team and put up some more numbers. And I'm just more shocked that he never came back. Wow.
I never thought, if I was the Lions, I would not allow him to go to another team.
Yeah. Oh, no. No.
Because I think if the NFL does it very similar to baseball, when you retire and you file the paperwork, when you come back, the team you retired from has to sign off on it.
Bingo. Yeah.
I don't know that the Lions would be real comfortable with Megatron playing in another uniform.
Mm-mm.
But he along with Peyton Manning and Charles Woodson, could find out that they're going into the Hall of Fame on the first ballot. Is there anybody that's going to hesitate about Peyton Manning or Charles Woodson?
No. my Charles Woodson jersey is one of my most prized possessions in my closet.
Yes. You know, and Tom Flores is up as well, so this could be a good Hall of Fame experience this year for the Raiders.
Yep.
Just think of the 97 Heisman Trophy finalists. Charles Woodson. You had Ryan Leaf was in that as well. Randy Moss, Peyton Manning.
Ooh.
That was, I'm pretty sure that was the foursome that went to New York City to represent the Heisman class of 97. And now outside of Ryan Leaf, they go from the downtown athletic club in New York City to Canton. Mm-hmm. But that's, I was thinking about that when I was reading Megatron's kind of campaigning to get into the Hall of Fame on the first ballot. You know, be one of those rare players that he's even rare. Mm-hmm. That he didn't, you know, Matthew Stafford's not going to the Hall of Fame.
No.
There's no way. I mean, the only way Matthew Stafford would go to the Hall of Fame is, I think at this point, and I like Matthew Stafford a lot. I think they have wasted his career in Detroit. The only way he goes to the Hall of Fame, he's got to win a Super Bowl.
He has to.
Yeah.
He has to.
Yeah. All right. Two more hours to go on this Tuesday. Matt Foster, Robin Washett, and Tom Chattel all to join us as we roll till 2 on a Tuesday on the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.